在这课里我们要学习形容词比较级，像是比较高、比较好等等。现在我们先听一段对话，内容是说亨利跟他表妹苏珊在电话里话家常。我请两位英文老师用正常速度念这段对话，请你注意听英文老师的发音和语调。
Hello Susan, how is everything in New York?
Never better, Henry. How are you? How is the family?
Everyone's fine, but actually I'm feeling a little tired these days.
You're getting older, Henry, and you are heavier than you used to be.
Everyone gets older, but you look younger than ever. What's your secret?
There is no secret. I get more exercise than you, and I'm careful about my diet. You should too.
You are right. When the weather is warmer, I'll do it.
No, Henry. You should start now.
Okay, I will start today. Thank you for the advice.
现在我们把整段对话再听一遍，可是英文老师念得比较慢，你注意听，看看能懂多少。
Hello, Susan. How is everything in New York?
Never better, Henry. How are you? How is the family?
Everyone's fine. But actually, I'm feeling a little tired these days.
You're getting older, Henry, and you are heavier than you used to be.
Everyone gets older, but you look younger than ever. What's your secret?
There is no secret. I get more exercise than you, and I'm more careful about my diet. You should too.
You're right. When the weather is warmer, I'll do it.
No, Henry. You should start now.
Okay. I will start today. Thank you for the advice.
在刚才那段对话里有不少比较级用法。现在我挑出几个例子，请英文老师用慢速度再念一遍给你听。
Never better. You're getting older. You are heavier than you used to be.
Everyone gets older. You look younger than ever. When the weather is warmer, I'll do it.
听了刚才那段对话，也许你已经注意到，在英文里形容词比较级就是在一般短的形容词后面加上
er，
比方高是
tall， T-A-L-L， tall，
比较高就是
taller， T-A-L-L-E-R， taller。
下面我们给你举一些例子，比较亨利和苏珊两个人，谁老谁年轻，谁胖谁瘦，谁高谁矮等等。每个句子我们念两遍，请你听一遍，跟着老师重复一遍。
Henry is older. Susan is younger.
Henry is older. Susan is younger.
Henry is fatter. Susan is thinner.
Henry is fatter. Susan is thinner.
Henry is taller. Susan is shorter.
Henry is taller. Susan is shorter.
Henry is weaker. Susan is stronger.
Henry is weaker. Susan is stronger.
如果把亨利比较老，苏珊比较年轻这句话简化为亨利比苏珊老，在英文里就必须用
than， T-H-A-N， than
这个字，整句话就是
Henry is older than Susan。
下面我们来做换字练习，多学学这个句型。首先老师念一个句子，然后老师给你一个新的比较级形容词，请你把形容词代换到原来的句子里。每做完一句， 老师会念出正确做法，你自己比较一下，看做对了没有。现在我们开始。
Henry is older than Susan. Fatter.
Henry is fatter than Susan.
Weaker.
Henry is weaker than Susan.
Heavier.
Henry is heavier than Susan.
Busier.
Henry is busier than Susan.
刚才那些句子都是以亨利为主词，下面这些句子是以苏珊为主词，还是把他和亨利做个比较，比方苏珊比亨利年轻等等，还是请你跟刚才一样做代换练习。
Susan is younger than Henry. Thinner.
Susan is thinner than Henry.
Shorter.
Susan is shorter than Henry.
Stronger.
Susan is stronger than Henry.
Healthier.
Susan is healthier than Henry.
现在我们再来学习形容词比较级。首先由老师提出一个问句，接着他又提出一个词组做主词，请学生用这个主词来回答问题。然后老师又提出一个词组做受词，请学生用
than
这个字把受词用进句子里。首先我给你举一个例子。
Which table is longer? This.Table.
This table is longer.
That one.
This table is longer than that one.
好，现在我们开始做练习。请你在学生做练习的时候也跟着做。
Which table is longer? This table.
This table is longer.
That one.
This table is longer than that one.
Which dress is shorter? The blue dress.
The blue dress is shorter.
The red one.
The blue dress is shorter than the red one.
Which car is newer? The green car.
The green car is newer.
The brown one.
The green car is newer than the brown one.
Which house is older?The big house.
The big house is older.
The small one.
The big house is older than the small one.
Which city is warmer? Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. is warmer.
New York.
Washington, D.C. is warmer than New York.
Which day is colder? Today.
Today is colder.
Yesterday.
Today is colder than yesterday.
Whose room is bigger? Peter's.
Peter's room is bigger.
Mary's.
Peter's room is bigger than Mary's.
Whose cup is smaller? Linda's.
Linda's cup is smaller.
Peter's.
Linda's cup is smaller than Peter's.
What is faster? The airplane.
The airplane is faster.
The car.
The airplane is faster than the car.
What is slower? The train.
The train is slower.
The airplane.
The train is slower than the airplane.
除了变化规则的形容词比较级之外，在英文里有很少数几个形容词比较级的变化是不规则的。比方，好
，good， G O O D， good，
变成
better， B E T T E R， better，
坏
，bad， B A D， bad。
变成
worse, W-O-R-S-E, worse.
现在我们来做换词练习。首先学一学
better
的用法。由老师念一个句子， 然后老师给你一个新名词，请你代换到原来的句子里。比方老师说
This student is good, but that student is better.
接着老师给你一个名词
Teacher.
请你做代换练习。正确答案应该是
This teacher is good, but that teacher is better.
现在我们开始做练习，每做完一句就请你听正确答案。
This student is good, but that student is better. Teacher.
This teacher is good, but that teacher is better.
Dictionary.
This dictionary is good, but that dictionary is better.
Report.
This report is good, but that report is better.
下面我们用同样的方式来练习
worse
的用法。
This school is bad, but that school is worse. College.
This college is bad, but that college is worse.
University.
This university is bad, but that university is worse.
Library.
This library is bad.But that library is worse.
另外两个变化不规则的形容词是
many, M-A-N-Y, many,
跟
much, M-U-C-H, much.
这两个字的比较级都是
more, M-O-R-E, more.
现在我们给你举一些例子，先比较。
Much
跟
more
句子的内容还是把苏珊跟亨利做个比较，比方苏珊赚的钱比较少，亨利赚的比较多等等。每个句子老师念两次，请你听一次，跟着老师重复一次。
Susan doesn't earn much money, Henry earns more.
Susan doesn't earn much money, Henry earns more.
Susan doesn't drink much coffee. Henry drinks more.
Susan doesn't drink much coffee. Henry drinks more.
Susan doesn't eat much meat. Henry eats more.
Susan doesn't eat much meat. Henry eats more.
下面几个句子是比较
many
跟
more.
请你还是跟刚才一样练习。
Henry doesn't read many books. Susan reads more.
Henry doesn't read many books. Susan reads more.
Henry doesn't have many records. Susan has more.
Henry doesn't have many records. Susan has more.
Henry doesn't take many trips. Susan takes more.
Henry doesn't take many trips. Susan takes more.
首先我们来听一段文章，内容是比较亨利跟苏珊在生活饮食习惯上有什么不同。文章里的句型和词汇都是我们已经练习过的，现在请你注意听。
Henry is a little fatter than he wants to be. He wants to lose some weight, so he is on a diet.He tries not to eat too much, and he eats very little sugar because it will make him fat. He also does exercises every day. He swims, and he runs about 2 miles a day. Now, he is stronger than before. Henry's cousin, Susan, is healthier than Henry. She is also younger,and thinner than he is. She exercises every day. She doesn't eat much meat. She eats a lot of fruit and vegetables because she thinks they are better for her health.
等一会儿，英文老师还会用慢速度把整段文章念一遍。现在我们先把今天测验的三个问题念给你听。第一个问题是
What does Henry want to be?
第二个问题是
What is Henry doing to get in shape again?
第三个问题是
Compare Henry and Susan.
现在我们再听英文老师用慢速度把刚才那段文章念一遍。请你特别注意刚才那三个问题的答案。
Henry is a little fatter than he wants to be. He wants to lose some weight, so he is on a diet. He tries not to eat too much, and he eats very little sugar because it will make him fat. He also does exercises every day. He swims, and he runs about 2 miles a day. Now he is stronger than before. Henry's cousin, Susan, is healthier than Henry. She is also younger and thinner than he is. She exercises every day. She doesn't eat much meat. She eats a lot of fruit and vegetables because she thinks they are better for her health.
现在请你回答今天测验的三个问题。你回答之后，老师会给你念正确答案。你自己比较一下，看是不是做对了。在你比较的时候，只要意思对了就行，不必每一个字都跟老师的答案一样。第一个问题是
What does Henry want to be?
He wants to be thinner.
第二个问题是
What is Henry doing to get in shape again?
He tries not to eat too much. He eats very little sugar. He does exercises. He swims and runs.
第三个问题是
Compare Henry and Susan.
Henry is fatter and older. Susan is younger, thinner, and healthier.